Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast created by Joy Ling. She's an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to unite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyling.com, joyling.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Ling. Hello, well, welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. This is the very first episode, so I'm really excited. Thank you for being with me. Today, I would like to share what's the inspiration behind this Women Empowerment podcast. Firstly, it's my childhood dream. What's your childhood dream? For me, there were two. One was to be a radio DJ. I was adopted as a child. So when my mother gave me a radio clock, the radio clock became very precious to me because I may not have my mom, but at least I have something given to me by her, which was this radio clock. So I will listen to this radio clock every time I'm at home, day in, day out. It will always be on. As a result, I've grown to have my own favorite radio channels and as well as the radio DJs that I follow. At some point, I started to fantasize that one day I too will be a radio DJ. After I finished my secondary school, I decided that I was going to a polytechnic in Singapore. And naturally, I was going to take mass communication. Well, in order to get into this diploma, you need to go for an audition and a test. Well, I did not make it. They declined my application. I was so devastated. And I got into a business study department, which was highly sought after. But I didn't care because all I wanted to do was to be a radio DJ because I somehow connected that to my mom. And because I did not succeed, I told myself that one day, somewhere along the line, I'm still going to fulfill this dream of mine. And here I am. This is just wonderful. Yes, so this podcast is, as you can see, a dream come true. So I feel very, very happy right now. I come from a family of five sisters, so there are six of us, yes, all girls. And if you consider the generation before me, which is my mother and my aunties, in this generation, my uncle will always agree and go along with whatever my mom and my aunties suggested because, apparently, in that generation, the woman called the shot. And if we move one generation up, which is my grandmother, well, according to rumors, grandpa is terrified of grandma. So you see, I come from three generations of women leadership. Therefore, I consider my work doing women empowerment as my natural true destiny, and I love every minute of it. Late last year, I wrote a book called From Zero to Shakti, It is my own personal story. It depicts, it goes all the way back to my adoption and the many years where I struggled because I held on to a story, a very disempowering story of unworthy, unloved, and that became my identity. And last year, I went for, when I became a life coach, I went for a warrior goddess training conducted by Hida Ash Amara in America, and I considered the whole trip as my rebirth pilgrimage, and I did many things to heal myself deliberately before the trip, and the book depicts the whole story of how I feel like I have come one big circle to heal myself and to empower myself. So this podcast is an extension of my book because there are many universal themes running in my book that relates to everyone, that relates to all women. There are times in our life where we feel unwanted, unworthy. There are times when we're very hard on ourselves. There are times when we are angry at ourselves or perhaps at the world. We all at some point carry disempowering stories that did not serve us, but we just carry it unconsciously or consciously, and it has affected, it has determined certain course of actions in our life. So therefore, I find these themes very, very deserving to be explored further, discussed further. They shouldn't just end with the book. It should start with the book. And what better medium further this conversation than with a podcast? So I'm truly grateful when you look back at my unhappy beginning, how I would never imagine that one day, thanks to what has happened to me, today I have a book and now I have a podcast. Well, you know, life is incredibly amazing if we would be able to just be aware of what's going on and take conscious choice to turn the tide if things are not going the way we wanted, but to at least have that awareness and to make sure that we don't sleepwalk in life, but we live a conscious and purposeful life. The third reason why I'm inspired to create this podcast is because podcast is very special to me. And if you're listening to me right now, I bet you feel the same way. There's something so intimate and private about podcasts compared to video or the written word. I myself listen to podcasts every weekday, every morning as I'm in the kitchen, pottering around. I am accompanied by familiar voices of my favorite podcasters. And I've learned so much. I'm inspired by the wisdom that was shared by me by people that I have never even met in real life. I mean, how amazing is that? I get to hear their voice. There's something very intimate about hearing someone's voice. Something comes alive. As compared to the written word, and I'm telling you, I'm a reader, I love written words, but even that, I really appreciate the beauty of podcasting. And so naturally, I hope that one day I could be on the other side to experience the podcast experience. And here I am. And I'm so glad to have you with me. Lastly, the motivation behind this podcast is I hope to use it as a powerful tool to fulfill my dream. I have a 10-year ambitious dream, which is to empower 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. That gives me slightly more than 10 years, but I really want to invite you to be part of this journey. Let this be our dream. And just imagine for a moment, if we truly fulfill this in 10 years' time, there is 1 million of us out there in every part of the world doing 3 million good deeds, 3 million ripples of love. Who knows what might become of the world because of that? So I am inviting you to work on self-healing and empowerment. And once you have done that, or even as you do that, extend that self-compassion and love that you have given to yourself extend it out to the rest of the world. And 1 million of us doing that, who knows what inspiration that might give to the rest of the world? Who knows? Maybe we might end up doing 1 million women every 10 years. Yes, I'm a dreamer, as you can see. But hey, why not? It's free. So what are the goals for this podcast? So I want to touch on this quickly so that you know what you can get from following this podcast. I have three personal goals for this podcast. One is my personal growth. And I have to admit, I create this podcast with, well, an ulterior motive. I'm a learner. I love learning new things. I'm curious about lots of things in the world. And with this podcast, it gives me a platform where I can interview people who are authorities in the field, and we can glean their wisdom, their experience. And I want to not just do that, but to be able to share that with my listeners. The second reason is because I still have a fear of vocalizing, verbalizing, and speaking my truth because of my upbringing and cultural conditioning. And I would like to overcome that. So what better way than being a podcaster? And thirdly is because I have always enjoyed the power of voice. I'm too shy, I think, to want to go out there and be a singer, even though I think quite all right. So I think podcasting would be a good option, a good alternative to singing. What about my true work motivation for this podcast? I want to use this podcast to inspire other women, inspire you, inspire your friends, and just inspire to any women who's willing to listen to this podcast, to learn from the experts that will be coming onto the show, to learn and explore from the book that I write and that I have written. And also, I will bring in discussion about other books that has been inspiring and empowering in terms of women empowerment, in terms of self-healing. And I am also hoping through this podcast, it gives me a bigger leverage to be able to collaborate with other people who are passionate about the same thing that I am, women empowerment, self-healing, and together I think we can do greater things rather than as individuals. And lastly, of course, my goal for this podcast is to fulfill my 1 million Shaktis on Fire vision. So yes, as I mentioned earlier, I will be exploring topics, themes that's running in my book. So I highly recommend you to get a copy. And well, you can get it on Amazon, and is at $4.99, or the paperback version is coming up very soon, and I will keep you updated on it. I will invite speakers, authorities who, there are some techniques that I use. Before I flew off to America for my warrior goddess training, I did these to heal myself, such as cutting the cord ritual, writing a letter that was not intended to be delivered, the empty chair technique. So just to cite some examples, so I would love to bring in authorities in this area to come in to share more about this technique and how we can use that to heal ourselves. And so that, I am so happy to have you here with me. Thank you so much, and I hope that you will stay on. Please share, and please go to the link to grab your free chapter of my book. And I would also encourage you to support my work at patreon.com/ShaktiOnFire. Thank you so much. So I want to end with this definition of Shakti on Fire. A Shakti on Fire is a playful goddess who ignites her power with intuition and authenticity in loving service to herself and others. Namaste. Till the next show. Be blessed.